Sisters, masters have been coming from time to time to guide the child humanity back to their homes. When they come, they ask us whatever all around them, they must look into the deep down into the things and find out what is real and what is unreal. What is lasting and what is temporary. Vedas tell us, O Lord, lead us from the unreal to the real. From darkness to light. Now as you see, the world is changing all around us. And men who are with us, some are coming, born, some are being put underground and are cremated. Child is small, grows up in years, and ultimately he has to leave the world. So this is what all masters have been telling us, to discriminate. There is a proverbial bird. It is said that when milk and water is mixed up, that bird has a special quality. He puts his beak into the water and water is separate from the milk. So, we as we are also discriminatory birds. Master has compared us to the discriminatory bird. When you come to the world, you look into the things and see what is real and what is unreal. What is lasting and what is temporary. We have seen all around us, we find like that, everything is changing. And now directly concerned we are with our own man body. It is also changing. We are someday small, then high, then young, then old. Some pass away looking quite young, some during the puberty time, some at the age of the old thing. So this is not lasting. So masters, draw attention to this. You are a discriminatory bird. Discriminate between what is permanent and what is temporary. Now let us go. Look to our own selves. We are conscious entities, drops of the ocean of all consciousness, which is permanent, eternal. So as God is eternal, permanent, so we are also eternal. God is spirit, we are spirit and man. We cannot be less than that. But the body that we have been given, this is changing. Body is made up of matter. Matter is further made up of elements. And they are changing. So matter is changing every moment of life. And all the world around us is also changing. At the same speed as our body is changing. So the body that we are carrying, all masters, they said, you, meaner quote everybody. Guru Arjan tells us, well, look, what is the real thing and what is the lasting thing and what is changing. So when you find something lasting that requires to be adhered to, and what is changing, naturally you simply make the best use of the things that are given to you. So man body is given to you as a golden opportunity, though very short time. It is not lasting, it is not our home, but in this temporary home that we have been given by God, we can do something very important. And that is that in man body only we can know God. We can solve the mystery of life, what it is that carries this body. This body works on account of us. When we leave the body, who cares for the body? After some time it is put underground or cremated according to the custom prevailing. But at the same time I tell you, it is a golden opportunity. Masters did come, they solved the mystery of life, and those who met them, they also were able to solve the mystery of life. What they found? That man body is the highest in all creation, highest in the rung of creation. The work that we can do in man body cannot be done in any other body, in the animals, birds, reptiles. And what is that? We, as I told you, they tell us you are discriminatory birds. Discriminate which is right and wrong, what is lasting, what is temporary, what is light and what is darkness. Lead me from the darkness to light, as the Vedas say. Lead me from the unreal to the real. Also Christ says, let the light in you be not darkness. They are drawing our attention to our own self, who we are, what we are. Are we the man body? You say no. We have the man body. This is the first companion that we have when we enter into the world. But when we leave, this first companion also does not go along with us. What to speak of all other things which have come in our contact through the man body? So that is why Christ said, lay thy treasures in heaven. You see, where no moth will eat. So this life is temporary. This physical body given, that is also temporary. But golden opportunity, of course. The world around us is also temporary, changing all the time. Our souls are under the control of mind. Mind is under the control of the outgoing faculties. And outgoing faculties are driven like anything by the enjoyments outside. It is we who give strength to the mind, to the outgoing faculties, but the old thing is topsy-turvy. Enjoyments drag the outgoing faculties like anything. Good scenery, good beauty, music, outside, other things. And outgoing enjoyments drag our outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties drawing the mind, dragging the mind, and mind is dragging the soul. Just take the case of a factory run by powerhouse. There are some certain staffs connected with the different departments of the factory. Whichever department you would like to close down, you take out the staff connected with that. If you want to close down the whole factory, you will take out the main staff. So the factory of the man body is also run by us. We have also got different departments of the sight, eyes, of the ear, hearing, outside, of the smell, of the taste, after attacking. So many departments are working on account of us because we give strength to them. They themselves, they are not possible. It is not possible for them to enjoy outside things. So Master tells us, man body is a golden opportunity that you have got. Make the best use of it. In what connection? The outward connections, parents, brothers, sisters, wives, husbands, they come up as a reaction of the past. We are bound, like all other bodies which they have. But we are free without certain limits. The railway line is laid down, and the train will run over that. Further, you are free to lay down line anywhere you like. So in man body, we are bound to certain extent and free within certain limits. This freedom is not had in any other body of creation. Animals cannot do it, birds cannot do it. So here, Master comes and look here, discriminate between right and wrong, lasting and changing. What is lasting, adhere to that, and what is changing, make the best use of that. The whole angle of vision is changed. So what does it tell us? Man body is the highest in all creation, that's right. We are drops of the ocean of all consciousness, and God is all wisdom, all jaya, and all lasting, eternal. Now that reflection we have got, we are of the same essence as that of God. That reflection is within us. You see so many men carrying on your shoulders to the cremation place, to the burial place, but you never think of that you have to die. Although you see with your eyes, with your hands, you are carrying somebody, like the very body that you are carrying. Because the reflection of that eternity within you. God is all wisdom. Take the case of any small child, when he talks like anybody who talks, he says, I know the best of all. Nobody else knows so much as I know. It's a reflection of that. So God is all jaya, all happiness. That reflection is within us. We all want jaya outside, happiness. Why we earn money? To be happy. Why we have got families? To be happy, ultimate goal. Why we want to have houses? To be happy. Why we want carriages and cars and other things? Just to have facilities and jaya. So in outward things, with all that, we are not happy. This is a point to be shifted into. You say we do enjoy, we do feel happiness at times. True, it is. And at other times you are not happy. Now just go into it. Why you feel happiness sometimes and why you feel unhappiness? Take the example of a dog to understand the thing. He is eating a bone. You know, bone has no taste, but he eats it up, his own blood takes and he drinks that and enjoys it. So in eating bone there is no happiness. His own blood is eating. Similar, jaya is within us. When that attention is riveted at certain place, we feel happiness. Maybe anything. You are just going by your friend, who you love, you are happy, you enjoy, you feel happiness. Similar when you, other things give you happiness only so long as you are attached with them. And those things to whom you are attached, if they are temporary, transitory, then what to do? Naturally, when you withdraw from them, you feel unhappiness. So Master's advice, contact you yourself with someone who is ever permanent. And who is that? God alone. So it is God who made all this creation. It's well planned, you see, well controlled all around. There are planets who have gone around their orbits, have been seen only once in 5,000 years. Just see, intellect baffles how great the creation is. And they never strike against one another. Everybody going on their own orbit. How well controlled it is. Sun rises at the appointed hour. No minute less and no more. How well planned it is. As our train are running in time, sometimes they are late, but this is never late. So it is well planned, well controlled. So they say, hey, just you want to be permanently happy, contact with God who is everlasting, ever eternal. And where is that God? How can we find Him? How can we contact with Him? That's the point. So God made all this creation and is reverberating in all creation. He's not outer. He's immanent in every form. So, directly concerned with our own man body, in this man body also He is with us. Man is a wonderful house we live in. It has got so many apertures of eyes, two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, mouth and two underneath. With all that, the doors are open. We cannot run away out of it. So body works so long as we are in the body. And our bodies are controlled. We are controlled in the body. Some higher power, which does not let us go out at our will. And that is the God into expression power. So there are two aspects of God. One is God absolute, which nobody has seen. God, nobody has seen God at any time. When that God power absolute came into being, He wanted one and wished to be many. That power came into expression. That power is called Nama. That power is called world. He is worldless. When it came into being, it was called world. In the beginning was the world. World was with God and world was God. And whole creation came up after that. So that God into expression power is the maker of all this creation. And if you come in contact with the God into expression power, that will lead us where? To the absolute God, from where it emanated. So God, as I told you, direct in very man body. We are in the man body. And that controlling power, which is God into expression power, is also in this man body, controlling us. So masters say, we have seen God. What God? God into expression power. When He said, I am one and wish to be many, there was vibration. Vibration results in two things, light and sound. God is light and God is nada. God is music of the spheres. God is ringing, what you say? Ringing music. Ringing light, you can say. So that power is controlling you within the body. You come in contact with that, that will never die, and you will never die. And that will be able to lead you to the place where from that emanated. So take the example of a ray of the sun. Sun has got rays. If you know how to ride on the ray will lead you to the sun, from it is emanated. So nama, word, or kalma, you see, shabda. is the direct way back to God, that is natural way, and that resides in your heart. God resides in every heart, and you also reside in the same man body. Both are in the same body, but we are seeking amiss. We seek Him in outside things, you see. So Master tells us, O man, be a discriminatory word, discriminate between the right and the wrong, permanent and the changing. That permanent is within you also. But you are identified with the mind so and so, and body so and so, and outward going faculty so and so, that you have forgotten yourself. So Masters tell us, rishis of the old and all who came after that, in their own times, O man, know thyself. Greek philosophers had to say the same thing in their own language, gnosticism. Old Latin had to say the same thing, gnosticism, in their own language. And all others, you see, Guru Nanak says, unless you analyze yourself to know yourself, you cannot be out of delusion. You know how grand delusion it is. Our souls are in the control of mind, mind under the control of outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties drawn like anything by the outward enjoyments. We are identified so much so with the body, which is changing every moment of life, that we have forgotten also. Although this machinery works on account of us. So Master tell us, please know thyself. How to know ourselves comes next. Generally we know at the level of feelings, our drawing inferences. They are both subject to error. Seeing is above all. So I have put off, can put off my coat, this is my coat, this is my watch, I can put it off. I have put it off my boots. But we say it is my mind, my intellect, my body, my outgoing fiber. Can you put out? So Masters tell us how to rise above these outgoing faculties and body. They not only tell us how, but give us a demonstration of that. So the outward expression of the soul is attention, called attention. So attention is withdrawn when it is withdrawn from all outside and also from the body below. The soul seat is at the back of the eyes. When we come to there, we succeed in coming over there, we find this fact is being run by us. We are the master of this factory of the body. Guru Ramdas tells us, praise that one place of God, give me such a guru, such a master, who will enable me to control all my outgoing faculties. Who is a touchstone, you see, there is a certain proverbial, some stone when it is touched with all metals, they turn the metals into gold. He prays, let us meet with such a master who is like that, by touching which man becomes gold. Then he said, my prayer was succeeded, and God gave me a guru who only not made me gold, but made me that very stone itself. Now those who come in contact with me, they are all turned into gold. Then he said, what did you get? He said, I am the master of my man body now, of the factory of the man body. I have given 10 servants to work under me. And who are they? Eye and sight, ear and audition, tongue and taste, you see, nose and smell, and body and the attack. So he says, now 10 servants at my beck and call. Now they don't drag me. I have come above them. I have risen above them. Now they are at my beck and call. This is the first success. A man who sits at the feet of the master and follows what he says actually. He gives you demonstration of that the very first day. Maybe little or more. How to rise above body. So all these five Descartes, you know, lust, anger, taste, and all that they all of the sale attack the man concerned, attacks us from these outgoing faculties. Lust attacks us through the eyes. Anger attacks us through the ears. When you're angry with somebody, the word, the more the other, the more boost you get, the more angry, you see. So they are centers, you see. Attachment grows more when you embrace somebody. So these centers you rise above. This is the first demonstration given by a saint to rise above body consciousness. We are at the back. All these outgoing faculties remain below. Eyes, ears, everything. And there they give you something more tasteful, more blissful, more enchanting. The bliss of which when the mind gets, he forgets all outer enjoyments. So man-body, I told you, God also resides in this very man-body, and we also reside in this one. Master says, yes, we have seen God. Guru Nanak went to Persia. There, Qazi Rukundin, a saint over there, he asked Guru Nanak, have you seen the house of God? He said, yes, I have seen. Then he demonstrated this man-body. There are bastions, 1, 2, 3, 3, 6, and 12 bastions. There are 52 minarets, 32 teeth, and 20 nails. There are two windows in the house. These are the windows. Above that, God calls us, come back, my children, to your homes. So he describes this very man's body. The man's body is the temple of God. Can we see also? Yes. He says, you can see this very man's body, which you now consider only a store of filth, orange, blood, or intestines. It is the man's body, the true temple of God, in which you reside and we reside too. God resides where? God does not, all scriptures tell us, God does not reside in temples made with stones. I gave a talk that in London once, not last tour, one bishop rose up, you have thrown atomum on all our churchianity. What fact remains? Outer churches, temples, mass are made by man, out of the model of man body. And this man body is made by whom? By the hands of God in the womb of the mother. So God resides in the house which he has made. And that is this in which we live. So with the grace of a master whose inner eye is open to see that it is the temple of God, we ask him, how do you say it is temple of God? We do not say. These are but natural questions arise up. He says, God is within you. This man body is the true temple of God. Only reason is why you can't see is that mind stands between you and God in the body. You know, as I told you just submitted before, that our souls are under the control of mind. Mind is under the control of outgoing faculties. Outgoing faculties are drawn like dragged anything by the outer enjoyment. So we are identified with this man body and outer thing so much that we have forgotten ourselves. So if first thing will be to how to control the mind. So Master sometimes tells us in a joking way, there's a man praying to God, "Oh God, I'm very thankful to you, grateful to you, that my horse had been taken away last night by the thieves." He was thanking God. And where we in his place, what we would have done? People ask him, "What is there to thank God that your horse has been taken away?" "I am thanking God only for the reason that I was not riding on the horse, otherwise I would also be taken away." I think he was very wise. He saved the rider and let the horse go, and what we have done, can you consider for a while? By discrimination, that the horse we are riding, we are controlling it, and we do not know about the rider, we are ourselves are. So Master tells us now there should be something to do, how to control the mind. First thing is, mind must be given something more blissful, more enchanting, more beautiful. The outer enjoyments had by the mind can be divided in two parts. One, good scenery, good beauty, and then good music. All enjoyments can boil down to that. So God has given us the same privilege within us, which is more enchanting, more music, and more bliss. And that is God into expression power. When it came into being outside, there was vibration and there were two aspects of light and sound. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet." By coming in contact now, you see thousands of lights rising together, suns rising together. So coming in contact with the word, or nama, shabda, or kalma, gives you light, beautiful scenery. All glory and beauty lies within you. And also it has got music of the spheres, more enchanting, more blissing, beautiful. So that when a mind has a taste of that is more blissful, more enchanting, naturally outer enjoyment he leaves. So mind would not leave that outer thing unless you have given something higher than that. It's a little child. Mother gives him small thing to play on. He goes on, then that is thrown out. He cries, mother comes up, then gives you something else to engage him. Again, he leaves them. Again, mother comes up and gives some sweet, he keeps quiet. Again he cries, then master comes and embraces. So mind, I tell you, every day it wants more and more. It cannot be satisfied outwardly. What you get the bliss or joy today, you cannot get more. You go on, do it again and again and again and again. That very blissful things become quite contrary. Once it is said, you see, there are the ways of the Master's teaching. Christ also said like that. Sometimes Master gives direct talk, sometimes by parables. He gave out that once this wheat went to Lord Vishnu and complained, "People eat me very cruelly, too much. What should I do?" And the Lord Vishnu told him, "Those who eat too much, you may eat them up." There's a lesson in that. Those who eat more than what is digested, that is, that turns into diseases, that eats you, isn't it? So, these very things, we are now those who begin to eat more and more, time comes when he is not able to digest anything. Any enjoyment that you have got outside, if you enjoy more than normal, then you are become, what you say, unable to enjoy those. This experience shows. So masters tell us, give us that contact of the higher within you by giving a demonstration of it. So now as it is, we are now quite under the grand delusion. World is changing, body is changing, we are identified with it. We think it's all stationary. Grand delusion we are in. And the only way to be out of it is to rise above it, to be out of it. And that is by knowing oneself. Kaunana vinapachine mitenam ramki kaya. So all masters said like that. Amongst the Hindus, there is a custom that 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old children are made twice born. And they were given Gayatri Mantra. Perhaps some of you might know about it. Gayatri Mantra is a prayer to God, O God, let us rise above body consciousness. Let us accept those rays of the sun coming to us and be identified with the sun within us. O God, turn our souls toward you. This is a prayer. In the old days, the Rishi used to give them a demonstration of opening the inner eye to see the light of God to the small children. So when that eye is opened, you see, the Master gave us an experience how to open that eye. So Guru Nanak was asked, really are you seeing God? He said, he is apparent everywhere. With what eyes you see? He said, those eyes are different, not the flesh and bones which that can be seen. That inner eye within you all, that is called third eye, single eye, Shivnetra, Anuktaswara, the Mohammedans. With that, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. How that single eye opens. That is open when your attention is drawn from all outside. You have seen a dying man, you see. When the dead is just intact, this man body as it is, the attention is withdrawn from outside to the dying man, you see, he does not recognize anybody who comes to him because the attention is withdrawn from outside. Then that is withdrawn from the body to the seat of the soul in the man body, which is at the back of the eyes. Eyes are upturned. So attention all drawn by outside, you see. Also from the outgoing faculty, all remain up to here. Now you may call, they won't hear, you see. So this is the process. Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated in the mysteries of the beyond, they have got the same experience of God, I mean, death, leaving the body, as it has at the time of death. So Master tells us, learn to die so that you may begin to live. To die while alive is something else. To die finally is something else. There is a cerebral cord based according to the reactions of the past, they are numbered. Thy days are numbered. Thy breaths are numbered. You see? So when you rise above the body consciousness, come to the seat of soul in the body, that cerebral cord broken in the actual death, you cannot return. But while alive, that cerebral cord is not broken. So there is no fear of that. You will return. How to withdraw? That eye opens when, as I told you, it is when our attention is withdrawn from all outside and from the body below, come to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes, inner eyes open. So So Kabir tells us, well, oh, this discriminatory bird, he does it to man like that, you see. Why are you forgotten your home? This is not your home. This is only golden opportunity given to you, but you are under grand delusion, you have forgotten yourself. What to speak of God, or what to speak of your true home? Wake up. Love God, he says. And he tells us, dear friend, how can we love God? We love the world, of course, because we see the world. God is love. Our soul is of being of the same essence as that of God. It has in it love in itself. And the qualification of love is it wants to be attached with somebody. Soul's love was to be developed to contact all soul, over soul, God, which is stationary, permanent, eternal. When you are attached there, there is no fear of death, no fear of separation. When you are attached to the outside things, they sometimes, you see, they are temporary. You leave your body, other things also outside are temporary, not permanent. Sometimes you get happiness, sometimes you feel, by separation, feel very much unhappy. So they give us a demonstration of that. And say, those who want to permanent jaya, all glory, and eternal life, they should contact with God within you and liberating all creation. So masters say, first thing, learn to leave your body daily. Take cross daily. Saint Paul said, I die daily. See that word there? Take cross daily, this is taking cross. So this is the first thing, how to come up, but how to take cross daily, how to die daily. This is demonstration of that is given by some competent adept of the way, or a spiritual saint, you might say. We want such like man who can weigh up, give us a boost, to rise above body consciousness, give us a demonstration of that. So I told you just now amongst the Hindus about the twice born custom they have got, that is also one birth in this man body and other birth into the beyond. Guru Nanak was asked by the Siddharth, when you were reborn, he said, I was born at the feet of my Guru. Guru ke janme karma mataya. When you once rise above body consciousness and enjoy that higher bliss, there is nothing to drag you back to the world. You get more bliss there, you see. And these very things are given out by others too. Mala rooms tell us this world is a prison house and we are prisoners. The big prison house and we are further prisoners in the bad body, you see. You say, what to do? You can break the roof of the prison and go up. It is a way of transition of things, you see. The world, all world over is prison house and small prisons. We are further in this man body. So the only way to rise up a body God. This is what Christ also gave out, you see. So I am quoting all these things only by reference to give you some information that our scriptures give all that. Who can give us demonstration of that is a true guru, is a true saint. When Christ gave out, except you be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus was a very learned advocate over there. He came up, Master, we are old men, you see, how can we enter the womb of his mother and be reborn? And he told him, look here, you are a very learned man. People respect you like anything, but don't you know that spirit is born of the spirit and flesh of the flesh? That is, you must rebound. Emphatically given. To rebound means arising into the beyond, the life after death, as certain, as sure as 2 and 2 make 4. I come up here from India. Am I no more? I'm not in India, of course. I'm here alive. So masters tell us, this is the very most important, very personal question you have before you, in which nobody can help you. It's the master only who can give you demonstration of it, and you live by as he directs you. You rise from the body 100 times a day. You will. Who knows this, where the sting of death is left? We are all afraid when we hear the name of death, is it not? First reason is that we do not know how to leave the body. The other thing, we do not know where to go after that. What is our fate after that? For these two reasons, we are afraid of death. Everybody wants to live here 2 hours more. So how to leave the body, I have just explained you. Withdraw your attention from outside and from the body below, come to the seat of the soul, the body at the back of the eyes, your eyes open into the beyond. If you come up daily like that, as demonstrated by the Master, then you have no fear there. You have all fear. Kabir says, I am very happy when I hear the name of death. Why? Because this world of sorrow will be over and I will join my Lord forever. He feels joy. So everybody wants freedom, I tell you. If the students in the school, they say today is holiday, they feel joy. Freedom. So we all want freedom from the body and environment. Demonstration of it can begin by a competent on the way. They are called saints, they are called Mahatmas in 2 senses of the world. The world is full of teachers, I tell you, full of teachers. We are respectful to them for whatever we have learnt at their feet. But we need some such like teacher who can give us a boost to rise into the beyond and give us a contact with the God into expression power which is within us. The nectar. The water of life, which is the bread of life. All masters have been referring to these things, the same words, in their own languages, of course. Christ did say like that. A Samaritan lady was going with a pitcher full of water over her head. Christ wanted water. Out of inferiority complex, she did not give it because he's of high family. How can he want? Have water for me. And he said, had she given me this water, this would have satisfied thirst for a while. Again there would have been thirst gone. Had she come to me, I would have given her water of life, by having which she would have all thirst for all life satisfied. And that's the water life with you. That is called Imamdabi Hayat, which is called by the the Guru, that the nectar, amrat, amar jivandana. So all masters are referring to that. That will be in you. God says, I am a treasure hidden in you. Why don't you come up and dig it up? So say, Guru Nanak says, you see, the treasure of divinity lies within you if you but listen to the one word of the Master. You know how fortunate you are to have man body. Only that needs somebody who can give you contact with it, that's all. And who can give you contact with it? It's not you, any son of man can do it. It is God alone who can give you contact with God, with Him, who resides in every heart. and where he is manifest. God resides in every heart, but he is manifest here, there, somewhere, for the guidance of child humanity. So if you are really hankering for, yearning for meeting God, God resides in you. You see, my child is crying to meet me. What does he do? He just brings him in contact with somewhere where God is manifest. He is manifest. A blind man cannot catch any man with the eyes. So it is God who makes arrangement to bring him in contact with somewhere where God is manifest. God desires in him too, but not manifest. Self, only thing is that his attention is identified with the world outside. He gives him a demonstration how to withdraw attention from outside and arise above body consciousness, where to find the God into expression controlling him in the form of light and sound. So this is comes only with the grace of the Master. God first. It is God alone who can give a contact with him. So you cannot enter this man's body. Suppose a man has got a house vacant, he has locked it up and gave the key of the house to the agent. Can you enter that house? You must have the permission of the owner of the house. Then he will direct you somewhere with whom the key lies, and he will open the door and you can get in. So this man body is made by whom? By God, you see. He has locked it up and given tea to the saint. Now he gives you contact with that, he opens the door, you get in. Otherwise, God is within us. The treasure of divinity is within us. All glory and beauty lies within us. We are only identified with the world outside. Those who just were fed up with this in the world is unhappy, you see, on account of king panorama of life. So he, when your yearning field within you, God makes arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where you can be put on the way, given a boost to rise into a body consciousness and be reborn. So when Master comes, they have the same teaching for all mankind alive. This inner way. Master comes only to take you back home. God sends them. My children are unhappy. Those who are fed up, let them come to me. You bring them back. So all Master say like that, I come from the Father. Father has sent me. Tenth Guru says, I am sent by God. Guru Nanak says, I speak all as I am inspired by God. I cannot utter any other word than what He inspires. You follow me now? Where we stand? So Master come for all the world over. We are not the monopoly of any sect, any country. When sun rises, do you think it belongs to the east or the west? It rises for all. So they bring the same old ancient wisdom. That God is within you. You are fortunate to have the man body. Make the best use of it. Outer enjoyments won't last more. After all, you will have to leave the body. Would it not be wise enough to begin to leave the body just now, slowly, so that you may not be dragged all at once? If a silken cloth is spread over a shrub which is very thorny, if you drag it out, that will torn. If you daily rise to just take it off from the thorns, it might take an hour today, 2 hours, then 1 hour. By practice, you may take it off in 5 minutes and 2 minutes. It is something like that. So we are afraid of death because we do not know how to live the world. That's the only thing. If you give a boost like that, and you rise daily like that, I die daily, then where the thing of that is? These all masters, whether Persian masters or the Latin masters or the Greek philosophers or any other, East or West, make no difference. In a way, the same for all. As mankind is all one, as man we are all one, as whole, we are all brothers and sisters in God. And whom we pray is also the same, called by different names, you see. Unity origins as man, as whole, and whom we worship. So this unity origins we forget, and Master come to revive. That's all. All the same, they advise, they're the creator of this whole universe. We should love him. He also resides in all universe, also resides in you, in the temple of your body. Love him, you see. If you love him, as he resides in every heart, you love everybody. You love your animals, birds and reptiles too. Those who are radiating love of God, even the reptiles are the snakes, don't harm them. Sometimes children are seen taking the hand of the snake with Muntumar, but that doesn't sting them. Why? Because they radiate love, no enmity. So we but live up to the teachings of a master, truly, in and out both. Then you'll see the kingdom of God will come on earth. But we must be true. You see, we deceive God. We deceive others. But first of all, we deceive our own selves. So be true to your own self always. You want to be true to God. So that is the way the All Master is putting out. Now we have, they come and teach whom? All mankind alike. You see, what they say, what they have seen. And let others also testify what they have seen, you see. Irrespective whether we bear the labels of one social body or the, that makes no difference to them. So this is the teachings what the Master gave when they come. They want us to discriminate. The devas are a discriminatory bird. And see what is right, what is wrong. Analyze yourself. You are the true one, permanent, and then God is the true one. All other things are changing. Man body is a golden opportunity you are given to find him. If you are true, if you really hanker after it, God will make within you, who is residing, make some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere which you can be put on the way. Given a contact with him who also resides with you. So this is what I have come to by parallel study of scriptures and sitting at the feet of the masters. And this is the one lesson, the one way back to God. For all mankind, young children, old men, there are so many yogas. And this is the natural yoga which the master gave, you see. Each yoga has its own scope. If you are very fond of going into them, you better. I have written one book, Crown of Life, which gives the parallel study of all yogas. Each yoga has its own scope. And we are not heretic outfit. Gyan yoga for you are very intellectual giants. Children won't be able to do it. Other yogas, you see, which involving pranas, they are also, we are heretic outfit for them. Times are changing. So this is the simple way of living. Simple teaching, high thinking, that gives you before. That gives you very right view, right spectacles to wear on to see the world, what it is in its true perspective. So, I may thank you for all those who are here, because I have to leave now for the other place, to Birmingham, where we have to give a talk here. Our friend will tell you. You see, I am very fortunate to have so many faces before me, and you have seen only one of mine, and I have seen many of yours, so I am more fortunate. The only thing I would say, as a man, you see, this is the very most important subject in man body that we can do to know God. And this is the high time to do so. Let us
Master, don't advise us to leave the world, go leave the hearts and home, go to the jungles. No, they said, leave the world, pay off all debts, as God has united you with them, but at the same time, just try to go back to your home. That's all. This alone you can do, Arjuna. Our Master can help you in that. No other minister or the religious preachers will help you in that. Okay? You have to rise above body consciousness. Somebody should help you to rise above. This is all glory. Very sweet stories of which we hear in the scriptures that you can see for yourself what is what going on. And this is my request. This part of his life should not be ignored. This is the most important and most ignored. Those who would like to be put on the way, one thing is of utmost necessity, and that is, as he has already told, strict adherence to vegetarian diet, avoidance of all intoxicants and good karma. Further thing, those who have been put on the way, one thing is, they should keep diaries for self-introspection. In old days, you know, people used to sit at the feet of the Master for years. When they saw the vessel was ready, only then they gave something. Now the times have changed. Nobody can sit with the Master for years. Now you are given some demonstration, some capital to start with. And then you have to maintain it by self-introspection, weeding out all imperfection within you. For that I prescribe one diary. For self-introspection, under certain height. Those should be noticed and put down and try to weed out from day to day for your pure life, to achieve your life. As also how much time you put in daily, with what result. Those diaries should be sent to me regularly for guidance. Even if you have done nothing, I request you to send me a blank diary. Why? How long will you continue sending blank diary? 1 month, 2 months? Then you'll morally feel what you're doing. So those who want to progress on the way, they should submit their diary regularly for life. You see? And I hope God, you'll give all guidance with God's grace. Now may I take leave of you, very kind of you, you have given a patient care. Thank you.